back to the Devils Advocates Radio Show, the January 6th Eve edition. But someone brought up the high gas prices. We've all noticed. I've noticed. You've noticed. I've been on the road a lot lately, filling up the tank, $100 plus at a crack. But Dom, I noticed you got a plug-in hybrid, man. You're doing it the smart way these days.
Yeah, it's going pretty good. I actually drive a little bit more than the plug-in would allow to, you know, have me just be totally plugged in. But I'm averaging for a big four-wheel drive Jeep, like 27 miles a gallon at this point, which isn't too bad. But it's those road trips that kill me, man. You know, if I go up north or go to Detroit, you know, that then it's terrible.
Because you're off the jetpack at that point.
Exactly.
You must have been something before electricity, huh?
Exactly.
You know, I get like 24 plus. I've been getting over 24 in my Jeep. Thanks, Uncle Joe. Cousin Joe.
That's not bad. But it came up yesterday, and it's going to continue to come up. And you're right, Crudy. What can a president, an administration, a legislature do in these regards? And I don't know the answer to that. I'm sure that the Republicans do not want an overbearing government to come in and take control of the means of supply and distribution of oil, right?
No, they want to blame Joe Biden before the midterms.
Of course they do. Of course they do.
I know you posted Bloomberg reporting, and you, I believe, posted the Raw Stories annotated version of this. Right now in Hong Kong, you've heard of Hong Kong, Dom. Know what they're paying for 1 gallon of gas? $11.
Yeah.
$11, according to a U.S. News and World Report, and that was last month. Norway is the second highest gas price at about $9.64 per gallon. Denmark, $9.32 per gallon. So here's the point. First and foremost, the inflation, it's high everywhere, right? I mean, it's not globally. Just the United States.
It's global inflation. It was a global pandemic. It was a global recession. It was a global recovery. And now we're dealing with a global inflation. Yes.
Now, let's talk about the oil and gas industry for just a minute. How'd they do?
They're doing great, man. Record profits.
Well, not only record profits, but record stock buybacks. Because that way you buy up that diluted share. You make your value greater. But it doesn't actually, do anything other than push up your stock price. But the big oil companies, Dom, Exxon and Chevron, both pledged up to $10 billion in stock buybacks this year. Well, you got to have, net profit to buy that stock back, or gross profits, perhaps, minus expenses, because you still got to have the money in the bank to buy the stock back. But you got $10 billion lying around in the bank to, not invest. Not to drive down prices or increase production, but to buy stock? Oh, yeah, there's a few more. BP, $4.15 billion in buybacks.
This is the thing, though.
Shell, $8.5 billion this year.
Free market capitalism. That is the answer to the Republicans. Why is this happening? Free market capitalism. Yes, certainly. The pandemic, recessions, recovery, a war. And how the oil companies themselves
have been behaving.
That's no Joe Biden. So, the answer to their question is free market capitalism. This is what they want. This is what we want. Unfortunately, this is what we're dealing with. And perhaps, just perhaps, what can we pull the strings on what we can control as the people, as the government, doing business with the oil companies, leasing prices, those kinds of things, other regulation, price controls? I don't know. Is that something that the Republicans want? Is that what you want? Price controls implemented by the Biden administration? Are you then supporting?
Don't ask me to get inside the mind of a liberal progressive socialist Marxist.
I'm just asking questions over here, Republicans.
Dominic, I want to quote a source a little close to home. Detroit Rock City, Detroit News. Senator Debbie Stabenow from Detroit, or from Michigan more accurately, has come under fire from conservatives on social media. And what's her crime, Dom? Boasting about driving her electric car from her home state to D.C. over the weekend amid skyrocketing gas prices. How dare she buy an electric car? Here is a little bit more. During a Senate Finance Committee hearing Tuesday that included a discussion with Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen about record high gas prices, Stabenow mentioned that she had waited a long time for the microchips necessary to buy an electric vehicle. I got it, and I drove it from Michigan to here this last weekend and went by every single gas station. Didn't matter how high it was. I'm looking forward to the opportunity for us to move vehicles that aren't going to be dependent on the whims of oil companies and international markets. Heresy, I tell you, Don.
It's true, baby.
Now, the national average for gasoline as of today, $4.95 per gallon, according to AAA. That's the highest ever recorded average price. In Michigan, the average price is $5.21 a gallon as of Wednesday. And a clip of Stabenow's statement went viral online in conservative circles, where the Republican National Committee Chair, Rona McDaniel, kind of dropped the Romney part, didn't she? Rona McDaniel, U.S. House candidate John James, and others blasted Stabenow as an elitist due to the high average price of electric vehicles. You know, how much does that coal roller pickup truck cost? Everyone listens to this wealthy elite member of Congress. Just go buy an $80,000 electric vehicle and you won't need to worry about gas prices. However, Stabenow drives a Chevy Bolt, $33,500 made by GM.
And not only that, with that electric vehicle purchase comes a $7,500 incentive from the government. $7,500 per electric vehicle. So, do you suggest then, Republicans, that you raise it up to maybe $10,000 to entice people to buy, instead of a $33,000 electric vehicle, a $23,000 electric vehicle? Would that be better? So what exactly is the bitch? You know what I'm saying? Oh, so she has an electric vehicle, so she doesn't have to be impacted by the gas prices. It is a reasonably priced electric vehicle, certainly. $80,000, yeah, you can spend more than that. You can spend as much as you want on any car. It depends on your budget. But practically speaking, you know, people aren't rolling out and buying $80,000, $90,000 cars every single day. And if you're talking about your average person that needs a vehicle to get from A to B, we have incentives provided by the government, Republicans, right now to help those prices stay lower.
You're a communist.
Here's the final thought from that article.
Yeah.
One thing that would help the electric vehicle pricing averages going forward will be more sales of products like the Chevy Bolt. That's what Stabenow drives. And the Nissan Leaf. EVs priced from more mainstream brands. But we expect EV pricing to remain above industry average pricing for some time to come. Because our rich friends aren't buying enough Teslas now.
844-967-2789.
Or their Jeep hybrid. It is a cool. It's a cool looking truck.
It's a 4xe and it's got the roof.
When do I get to drive that thing?
It's fun. It's fun.
I've let you drive the devil wagon, haven't I?
844-967-2789. Bill from Oconomowoc, Wisconsin. You're up, Bill. Welcome. What do you have for us?
Hey, Bill.
Hey, thanks for the great job you guys do. I was going to talk about something different, but as long as we're talking about the oil companies, do you realize they're subsidized over $200 trillion, fossil fuel industry subsidized? And I'm sure you guys have a concept.
That seems like a big number, Bill. Like, I got to be honest with you, Bill. $200 trillion seems like 20 times the
Is that the entirety, economy. Like, of the all oil, of all subsidies, of all time?
Right, all fossil fuel, right, across the boards. I Googled it. I got it out of Google. Here's something else. They had record profits of over $200 billion this year, the oil companies. Here's something else. They have mineral rights on federal land, our land. They have rights. There is so many ways we can control the cost of gas right now. I'll give you a couple of options. One, we can nationalize it. Two, we can also because the reason we can nationalize it, they're using federal lands, taxpayer lands. We got a right to nationalize it.
Slow down, Bill. You think they call us communists now, man? What about Stabenow's attitude that
communist calls me? When a communist calls me a communist, like they do, and they belabored, they took a knee to Putin, whatever they say, crude, is not even credible. We've got Rojo. He thinks that when people kill people at the Capitol, that's what tourists do. Well, he's not even credible. He's lost his... But getting back to the oil companies, really research how much they have that they could pump right now. This is done by design. They're the only game in town. Of course they're raising the rates. It doesn't bother me at all for a couple of reasons. We have fuel-efficient vehicles, super fuel-efficient vehicles, and I knew this was coming. I bought stock in the oil companies.
Come on, Bill. You freaking traitor, man. That's, you can't play the stock market. You can't play the short game and buy the oil stocks. That's counterproductive, Bill.
I'm retired, and I need to, you know what I mean.
You need to get rich.
Well, yeah, it helps. But let's just go back to the oil companies. Just do a real research on subsidies, mineral rights, and the profits they're making, and how much they could be pumping. According to people in the oil business, for instance, our local suppliers, they could pump twice as much and drive the price down if they chose to do so. But they don't choose to do so. Why? Because they have no constraints. It's their turn to make some serious money. Now, if Biden had a backbone, he could control it. And if they call him communist, call us communist, big deal. What do I care?
But Bill, I'm not rooting against the American economy, because obviously this has ripple effects through all industries that are affected by the supply chain. But Bill, don't we want to see more electric vehicles? I mean, doesn't $5 gas make you think, man, I wish I had a plug-in hybrid or whatever the case may be? Well, more people are going to think like that. And it's not an artificially generated environment by the Biden administration, but if this is the reality, well, shouldn't you take advantage? I mean, let's stop encouraging more pumping of gas and encourage more subsidies for alternatives.
Or just take away the subsidies, Bill.
Those are some damn good perks they get, Bill.
Exactly. If we start tapping the perks of the oil companies, boy, you'll see that price come crashing down. I guarantee it. But the thing is, there's too many people whose back pocket are filled by the oil company on both sides. Too many have a lot of money to lose if you really clamp down on those companies. But those companies, now I'm all for electric. My son has a hybrid. I love it. Our next vehicle will probably be a hybrid or an electric. I believe him 100%. But remember, Trump removed all the EPA regulations, which would have averted what's going on now.
But Bill, the industry is leading, Bill. The industry is not waiting. They're leading on this topic. You know, they're basically doing whatever they need to do to be, you know, cutting edge, because they know what's coming next. Republicans can put their heels down and put their heads in the sand, but we are going through a revolution in transportation. And the old, horse and buggy, the gas-powered, petrol-driven motors. I mean, man, this society, people just will not be able to afford them anymore.
Thanks for the call, Bill. GM, as far as I know, and others, as you mentioned, you know, the industries are leading because, of course, consumers want that. And of course, we're burning up this earth. I mean, we had the most carbon dioxide emissions ever. Again, of course we did, because that's what
Fancy
we do.
Fancy Brian ate pinto beans last night, though.
But GM's going to go all electric by 2035. All right, so that doesn't mean like all the old cars, you know, I still have a 1976 Cadillac that I'm running on the same tank of gas that I had last fall.
That baby gets like $6, you know? 6 miles a gallon, doesn't it?
Oh, man, I got like a quarter
buck a mile
left
these
in that
days.
Thing. But so they're still going to be, you know, gas-powered vehicles. But when the industry gets to the point, and within our lifetimes, hell, within the next 10, 15 years, when you see a company like General Motors stop making regular combustible engines, that's a big shift. Now, of course, gas, oil, I mean, we are an oil-driven world economy, and it is certainly a national security issue as well. So we're never going to get rid of it, but we can certainly reduce the emissions without question, and thankfully, people are realizing that, and the companies are responding.
You are no Jed Clampett. Come back. More Devil's Advocates, more of your phone calls as well. 844-967-2789.
Jerry, all these big companies, they write off everything.
You're a communist.
And they're the ones writing it off.